This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making global news headlines today. The United Arab Emirates was the target of cyber attacks after establishing formal ties with Israel, the Gulf Arab state's cyber security head said on Sunday. The UAE in August broke with decades of Arab policy when it agreed to forge ties with Israel in a move that angered Palestinians and some Muslim states. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. Venezuelans on Sunday choose a new Congress in an election that the opposition is boycotting, and most Western nations call this a fraud by President Nicolas Maduro to retake the last state institution not in the hands of the ruling Socialist Party. The vote is almost certain to return Congress to Maduro's allies, despite his government struggling with an economy in ruins, aggressive U.S. sanctions that stifle the nation's oil exports, and the migration of some 5 million citizens. Former Hong Kong lawmaker Ted Hui said Sunday that his local bank accounts appear to have been frozen after he said he would seek exile in Britain to continue his pro-democratic activities. Hui told Reuters via WhatsApp that the bank accounts belonging to him, his wife, and his parents in Bank of China Hong Kong, HSBC, and Hang Seng Bank were frozen. He gave no further details. Japan, France, and the United States will hold joint military drills on land and sea for the first time in May next year as the Chinese military steps up activity in the region. A Japanese newspaper said on Sunday the exercises conducted on one of Japan's uninhabited outlying islands will focus on providing relief efforts during a natural disaster, but parts could also form the basis for a defense against attack, the paper said, without citing sources.